little prolapse that pushed it out of me. And when it's dry and bloody, oh prolapse, I will push. Oh prolapse, 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 I pushed it out of me. And when it's dry and bloody, oh doctor, I will see. I had a little prolapse, I pushed it out of me. And when it be dry and bloody, oh doctor, I finna see. Oh prolapse, prolapse, pushed it out of my hole. When it's in the water, oh toilet, I will flush. I had a little prolapse, I pushed it out of my hole. And when it's dry and bloody, the doctor I finna see. Oh prolapse, prolapse, pushed it out of my thing. When it be dry and bloody, doctor I will see. I had a little prolapse, pushed it out of my hole. And when it's in the water, oh, toilet, I will flush, clean it off, come on. Oh, doctor, I will see, come on. Happy Hanukkah.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my hole.
It's only the milkshake.
It's
that was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Look, I am a very humble person. I don't ask for much from you people. Just all of your time, attention, and a large portion of your money. Quite frankly, I think that's more than fair in exchange for, you know, mediocre entertainment and a bunch of cum farts and granny porn. We both get something out of this deal. Now look, 2010 is going to go down as the worst Christmas ever. And I don't know why God has smited me. I've been smoten. First thing that put a damper on the holidays was my goddamn web hosting company, who ruined the 12 days of distortion because of their inability to properly handle email. My email server crashed, got that working. All the emails from the past 3 or 4 days, though, were lost, but now I'm now getting my distortedview.com email, so I guess you can resume using that address. And now, today, finally, I hear from that old bisexual diaper-wearing cock slut, Rob Peters, and he is ready for an interview. He wants to talk to me. He wants me to verbally abuse him and talk him through some masturbation and humiliate him. All that sort of good stuff that I know you guys would absolutely love. I've been working on this stupid interview for a couple weeks. Stupid Rob Peters wasn't sure if he wanted to do this. He was feeling me out. And I wanted to do the interview last week, and he said that, oh, people are around me. It's a horrible time of year because of Christmas. Finally, today, he says, I'm available all day for you. And now Skype is down. And not just for me, for everyone. So it's not just like I'm having a problem. It's been reported on all the fucking technology blogs. I can't get on Skype. And stupid Rob Peters won't give me his phone number because he's afraid of, I don't know what I'm going to do with that number. So I set up I have a Skype number that you can call into. I don't give it out for the show, but, you know, if I'm interviewing someone, they can call me. It'll call my Skype line, and I can record the call. But this fucking Skype's not working! I can't form words right now! I have that problem, but I get really frustrated. It happened to me the other day when I was bitching about my web hosting. I have so much I want to say, so much anger that needs to get out of my mouth hole. It all just comes out at once. How did I sound this time? All right. Listen. I'm going to keep trying to load up Skype, and hopefully it'll start working. But there's no guarantee that Rob Peters will be on today, or tomorrow, for that matter. God damn it! Pissing me off! I hate when I can't do something. Like, I just shut down. Like, if I had my heart set on an interview, which I did, now I don't want to do the show. I just feel like everything is hanging on that. That's what I want to do for you today, and I can't do it. So now what do I have? some fucking bullshit YouTube videos to share with you. Do that every fucking day, right? I want to do something different for you, something exciting, and I can't because of stupid Skype. Why is everything awful? Everything is just the worst. Nothing works right. I really feel like someone higher up is just pissing on me, just fucking raping me. That's what I feel. I feel like I've been a little raped today. I'm a little sore, angry, ashamed. I feel like I need to take a shower and wash the dirtiness off of me. All right, listen, I've got a clip here. This was sent in by Lloyd. It's a short film called A Stoner's Life. I don't think we've played this on the show before, but who the fuck knows? Also, who the fuck cares at this point? This is just a little documentary, kind of two old people who love to smoke pot.
When I'm stoned, man, I take off.
Takes off.
Wow, I like this stuff.
The only time he doesn't do it is when he's in the shower. In the bathtub? Yes. On the toilet? Well,
I'm the oldest pot smoker in America.
His ego is bigger than his body.
I started smoking grass in 1936.
Of course, can't drive.
I wonder how the pot of 1936 compares to the pot of today. I hear that it's much better and much stronger nowadays.
Unless you smoke.
I'm one of the best drivers when I'm stoned.
He's a lousy driver.
Dig it, man. Oh, that was really a holy smoke, man.
It just goes on and on and on.
Now, but that was the guy. He's apparently flipping out over something.
And on. Now this, I can take it. Or I can leave it.
Yeah, she's a little pot smoker, too.
I'm better off when I take it. Besides that, I get on the same level that he's on, and then we really click.
Yeah, I mean, when you're dealing with someone who is constantly high, the only way that a relationship will work is if you're a fucking pot smoker as well. You know, if you're high as a kite at the same time he is.
I mean, I can...
The only way you can put up with that bullshit.
Understand what he's saying?
Blind monkey.
And he almost understands what I say.
Oh, that was good. Do you want to smoke?
Blind monkey.
This is good shit.
There you go. Real short. That's how documentary should be. 1 minute, 20 seconds. Boom, you're in, you're out. Moving on, I've got a short clip here of some abuse of the sexual nature. This guy has his legs wrapped around a girl's head who is blowing him. So the legs are basically locking her into position, and she can't gasp for air or anything. She can't come up off the cock.
Just fucking take it, you whore. There you go. Lock it in. Locked in. Locked in. Big John McCarthy in here for you, whore. Take it, you fucking little... Wow.
Oh, she no likey.
Nah, you did something.
You're finally a mountain to something, you filthy whore. You little cuck slut. It's the word of the day. And then there's just like 3 minutes of her crying in the fetal position. Yeah, I love that. This is like a pay site. Like, guys pay to see this shit. So funny to me. Girls getting abused. Hilarious. I've got another Rakoculus video involving nudity. This is a man playing the fart flute. Yes, he's got a flute shoved up his ass. He is going to play a nice Christmas carol for us all.
Ich glaube, ihr wisst schon, dass ihr gemeint
seid. Oh, shut up with your jib-jab language. Just get to the fart playing. I think he's going to fart out Oh Christmas Tree. Oh, this is fake. There's no way. First of all, he doesn't have the flute inserted into his anus. And really, that's the only way you're going to get all of the air to expel right into the flute hole. I don't know if that's the actual term for the opening of the flute, but I call it a flute hole. So yeah, I mean, the fart would just... I think you really need to insert it further into your ass, right? And it just sounds kind of fakey. I don't know anymore what's real, what's not. And it's too loud. He's too far away. for the farts to be that, I don't know, it just doesn't sound right. Screw that shit. Here's some real Christmas music. I actually got a request from Devin, who wanted to hear a song called Fat Daddy. Apparently I played this last year, one of my Christmas songs, and I looked through my crap and I have it here. I don't remember it though. Let's take a listen.
I'm Fat Daddy. I'm Santa Claus. Woo woo yeah. I'm Fat Daddy.
This song is both awesome and awful at the same time.
The reindeer boss. I pack my sleigh with goodies and toys. You know I'm on my way to greet all the good little girlies and boys. Oh yeah,
I'm Fat Daddy.
Switched it up. That's really my part right there.
All the kids know me simply because they know Fat Daddy is really Santa Claus.
There you go. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Really funny how upset I am over this whole Rob Peters thing. This has really just put a damper on today's show. I want to curl up in a ball and cry because I can't talk to a sissy little faggot boy. Alright, I really wanted to abuse someone. Have him squeeze his nuts, pop it or something. Alright, yes, if you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. Still some time, not very much time, but still some time if you'd like to sign up for a lifetime membership, or you would like to sign up a friend for a lifetime membership as a gift. You know, last minute shopping, come on. Avoid the stores, just email me, show@distortedview.com, and I will hook you up. Real quick, I have to announce the winner for yesterday's prize, which is a Distorted View merch pack. I'm working very closely with a very talented artist named Bill, who designed the DV Tranny. Bunny Crush, I believe is her name. We've got some designs for t-shirts. There's going to be some other merchandise as well. I wanted to have this shit available before Christmas so you guys could, buy it. And I could get money right now. But it didn't work out that way. But they're going to be printed up real soon, and I'm going to be sending out a prize pack full of Distorted View merchandise to Illyrio! I think that's how you pronounce his name. He's been a Sideshow member ever since the Sideshow started, pretty much. And he emailed me. I know a lot of people are still members from when I started the Sideshow, but he was the one person who emailed me and let me know first that he was, he's been a member for the longest. So there you go. Thank you very much, Lyra. Send me your address, and I will get that shit out to you as soon as all the merchandise has been printed. As for today's contest, look, I'm going to make this easy for you. Just email me, show@distortedview.com. Yes, the email address works currently. That is, of course, subject to change. And just tell me why you're a freak. Give me a freak moment or something. Just email me a freak story. I'll pick out a winner, one that I find funny or something, and you'll win a prize. What is that prize? So very glad you asked. It's a $25 gift card to iTunes, so you can purchase all sorts of music or TV shows, movies, whatever. So just email me. Just one or two sentences is all it needs to be, and you could very well win an iTunes gift card. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up. Have you ladies ever had a vaginal steam bath? I think it's a good idea. I don't know what it's intended for, but steaming your dank, wet bacon hole could only be hygienic, you know what I mean? Steam clean that shit. Pungent steam rises from a boiling pot of mugwort tea blended with wormwood and a variety of other herbs. What? Above it sits a nude woman on an open-seated stool, partaking in a centuries-old... On second thought, maybe this isn't such a good idea for you ladies. You don't want pungent steam being blown into your cunt. Make it smell even worse. Yes, above it sits a nude woman on an open-seated stool, partaking in a centuries-old Korean remedy... Oh, that's why. ...that is gaining a toehold in the West. Vaginal steam baths, called Che-Yolk, are said to reduce stress, fight infections, clear hemorrhoids, regulate menstrual cycles, and aid in fertility, among many other health benefits. In Korea, many women steam regularly after their monthly periods. Sounds like a good idea. There is folk wisdom and even some logic to support the idea that carefully targeted steam may provide some physiological benefits for women, but there are no studies to document its effectiveness, and few American doctors have even heard of it. It sounds like voodoo medicine that sometimes works, said Dr. Vikin Sayahakian, medical director of the Pacific Fertility Center in Los Angeles. Nikki Han Schwartz believes it worked for her. After 5 steams, she found she had fewer body aches. My pussy's so sore! And more energy. Why would that give you more energy? Unless this fucking thing is shooting steam ginseng right up your twat. There should be add-ons like that. We could shoot up some lavender to calm you down, some ginseng to give you some energy, some pine scent if you're suffering from a yeasty. All right, she also became pregnant 8 months ago at the age of 45 after attempting to conceive for 3 years. Han Schwartz and her husband, Charles Schwartz, an orthopedic surgeon, are determined to introduce vaginal steam baths to Southern California women. Their Santa Monica Spa, Tikkun Holistic Spa, offers a 30-minute V-steam for the low price of $50. By the way, guys, I hope you don't feel left out because there is an identical treatment for you. It basically steams the perineal area. That's the taint, right? This is basically a taint steam. Sounds fantastic. Now that sounds relaxing, doesn't it? At Dengka Spa in Koreatown, a 45-minute herbal therapy treatment can be had for $20 a squat. Oh. The steam includes a mixture of 14 herbs imported from Korea by spa manager Jin Young. The spa's website claims the treatment will rid the body of toxins and help women with menstrual cramps, bladder infections, kidney problems, and fertility issues. It's a traditional Korean health remedy, according to their website. While across the country, Che-Yolk treatments are not easy to find, they are available in a scattering of alternative holistic health centers. The flashy Juvenix Spa or something in Manhattan offers its 30-minute Gyno Spa. Gyno Spa cure for $75. A complete setup for a do-it-yourself steam, open-seated stool, boiler, and herbs can be purchased online. What? They've got a do-it-yourself vaginal steam kit for $330? This should have been one of the 12 Days of Distortion prizes. Second story we have for you today. I don't like humans, admits crossbow cannibal. All right. Apparently he murdered and dismembered 3 prostitutes, but did he kill more women? Let's find out. A criminology student who dubbed himself the crossbow cannibal and bragged to police about eating human flesh was today jailed for life for his wicked and monstrous crimes. Stephen Griffiths, 40. I need to see if he's a sideshow member. Sounds like my target demographic right there. All right, who was obsessed with serial killers, murdered Suzanne Blairmes or something, Shelley Armitage, and Susan Rushworth, who all worked in the red light district near his home. Griffiths, who pleaded guilty to the murders at Leeds Crown Court today, was caught when a caretaker at the flats where he lived saw how horrific the closed-circuit television footage of Ms. Blairmes' final moments were. When he was arrested, Griffiths told police, "I've killed loads," and claimed he had eaten some of Ms. Blairmes' flesh, adding, "That's part of the magic." Direct quote. He added, "I'm misanthropic. I don't have much time for the human race. Very busy. So little time, so many prostitutes to kill and eat." All right, he said guilty in a quiet voice when the clerk put each of his 3 murder charges to him. Judge Justice Openshaw told the court the defendant's mental health had been carefully examined, and there was no question that he was fit to plead. He's the very vision of sanity. The court heard gruesome details of the killings, including the shocking revelation that 81 different pieces of Ms. Blairmes were found in or by the River Aire in Shipley. A broken knife and a crossbow bolt were embedded in her severed head. That'll kill you. The prosecutor said the head had its skin removed. That's where all the taste, that's where all the flavor's at. The furniture and the walls in Griffith's flat were splattered with the victim's blood, and he claimed to have eaten raw parts of flesh, oh really, of Mrs. Blairmes. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Blairmes. blammery glands. The magnitude of Stephen Griffith's confessed crimes will inevitably open a floodgate of analysis into what drove him to such barbarity, and whether he killed everyone else. Yes, of course he killed everyone else! If he says, I killed, 15 people, believe him! Especially when you find, dismembered parts scattered around a bitch's house. He ate her. Skin was removed from her head. Why would you have... He confessed to this. Why would you have reason to believe he's lying to you? Ms. Blamery, Glenn. All right, let's try Blamere's. That's how it's pronounced, I think. Ms. Blamere's mother, Nikki, condemned the triple killer's action, saying, Stephen Griffiths is a coward, and we are shocked he pleaded guilty, as it's not something I thought he would have the courage to do. Gil Armitage, Shelley Armitage's mother, said, she took the wrong path at the young age of 16 years old when she became a victim of heroin. Her death will haunt us the rest of our lives. Happy ending to the story. Griffith has a violent past and has a history of poor mental health. No shit. He spent time in Rampton High Security Hospital in the early 1990s. As a 17-year-old, he was arrested for shoplifting in a supermarket. That's small potatoes, considering what he, later did. When he was detained, he promptly slashed a security guard's throat. He was jailed for 3 years and then got out. His method of killing was so gruesome it could have come from a horror movie, using knives and a power tool to cut up the bodies in the bathroom of his flat. He made attempts to clean up, but blood spots were left in his flat and detectives were able to make a match. So there you go. Jesus Christ. And finally today, this is a short one, also not very happy. There was only one upbeat news story, and it had to do with vaginal steaming. The rest are real downers. Brazilian authorities say a bridegroom fatally shot his new wife, his best man, and then himself after announcing to horrified guests that he had a surprise for them. Not a good surprise. I can almost understand blowing your wife's brain out. Like, if you have second thoughts and something snaps, like, oh my god, I can't believe I have to spend the rest of my life with this nagging cunt. What have I been coerced into doing? I gotta take her out. And I can understand blowing your own brains out, wanting to end your own life. But the poor fucking groomsman, the best man, he's just an innocent bystander. He has nothing to do, really, with the marriage. He's just there trying to be a good friend. No one wants to be a best man. I don't care. People seem excited when they're asked to be best man or something. I hate weddings. I would not want to be involved in one in any capacity. I hate going to them. You know what I mean? And to actually have a duty, the best man then has to, throw a fucking bachelor party and shit? Oh, it's just a big pain in the ass. So this guy is really doing the man a favor. And in return, his brains are blown out. Police investigator, Yao Brito says witnesses told officers that 29-year-old sales manager Rogério Damascena did not give any previous indication that anything was wrong at his wedding reception. Brito said Monday that it is likely the slayings were premeditated because of the groom's announcement and because he had hidden a gun in his father's pickup truck. 25-year-old bride Renata Alexandra Costa something else. She's got one too many names. And best man Marcello something or other. Why are these names so hard? I don't know how to pronounce that. God damn it! Exactly. That's exactly how I'm feeling right now. Now that's a ringtone. Ting. All right. Finishing up with this stupid story. The bride and the best man were both killed in Saturday's murder-suicide. A brother of the bride was treated at the hospital and released. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of chop. All right, a freak, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim. Hey, freak. This is the Jewish sideshow member from Florida. And hear about people taking the Distorted View challenge, listening to all the episodes of Distorted View. I want to add my own challenge to that. Okay, listen to all the episodes of The Story View from beginning all the way up till the end of 2010 and count up exactly how many stories come from Florida, how many queefs and cum farts are played on the show, and how many people call the voicemail line and leave their name, or how many times Tone Deaf Sean calls, Dancing Texas calls. Make up your own if you want to.
Yeah. Tallies. I would like some tallies from the start of the podcast to the end of 2010. Get working on that, freaks. Oh, Christ, Christmas shoes. At least it's being played at the right time of year.
Hi.
I'm sick of people playing Christmas shoes for me on the voicemail line in the middle of July.
Hi. I'm an underage distorted view listener. I'm just calling in to point out something that Tim did wrong as an effort of making myself feel important because I'm trapped at home and I do what my parents tell me that.
Yeah, well, listen. I know, me too. Look, every episode of DV, I'm sure I say something that's inaccurate, or I pronounce something wrong, or I'm just a fucktard, or I just screw up somehow. You don't have to point it out. It's okay, I know I'm a complete moron.
Hey, Tim, Rob from Texas here.
Hi, Rob. So pissed off I didn't get to interview Rob Peters. He just emailed me again. He says, too bad, I can talk today. It's only 11:42 a.m. here now. He must be on the West Coast or whatever. By the way, every email he has what are those things called, like a signature? I think there's a different name for it. It appears at the very end of emails, it's automatically attached, you know. His says, by slave Rob Peters, seeking humiliation, ding, exposure, ding, disgrace and abuse online, with all of his files and so much more. What does that mean, all of his files? I've got all my paperwork! Like, we believe you, you're a U.S. citizen. Yes, with all of his files and so much more, use me, I beg you. I would love to use him, if only Skype would work! Of all days for it to go down! And I thought maybe it was just me, I tried rebooting my computer, and then I got on to, TechCrunch and fucking, Mashable, CNET is reporting that Skype is down. Of all goddamn fucking days. Ah! Making me angry here! This is all what the fuck! I can't! All right, let's move on.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Are you wondering if Jerry Springer was still on the air? I don't know about the Jerry Springer show, but he is on the show on the game show network called Baggage. It's like one of those dating shows. It's pretty good. I think
awful.
You'd like it. You have one guy and three girls, and
I don't care.
Timothy Butthash Henson, what is up, sir? This is Zach from Florida.
Butthash.
I thought it would be best to take a brief hiatus from calling just to make sure that my voicemails would become more relevant.
You hear that, spider?
And less frequent and possibly annoying.
A lesson from this gentleman.
And again, this won't be any exception. This will tickle your fancy for sure. Oh. I was thinking of getting little...
My fancy hasn't been tickled in a while, so please, go ahead.
Timmy Boo, a Christmas present, but... Sadly, I'm going to have to spoil it for you, but by the time you probably get it, you'll probably have forgotten. What is the best way to wrap and ship glass bottle and plastic bottle soda pop? These things I must know, sir, so can you give me a little of advice? Thank you. Jigoo.
Well, typically, if it's full of soda, if the bottle is on it, bottle cap is on it, you should be okay. Like, nothing's going to burst through that shit. So you can just wrap it in newspaper, make sure it's packed tightly. I mean, you can use bubble wrap and stuff, too, but you don't have to go through that much trouble, please. Little old me.
Hey, Tim. It's Sage and I'm your spider. Hey, this is more directed towards the
freak, there he is.
But
that
if
was
you,
when
you know
him
this,
today?
You know, feel free to chime in. A while ago, I'd say I think a few years ago, I found this online erotica literature. And it has, like, pictures and stuff in it. I only read about half the series, and then I didn't really get a chance to finish it. But I can't really remember the name. I think it's called Seven Times a Day, Six Times a Day, or something like that. And in this erotic literature, this kid had you jerk off six or seven or something times a day because... He had this weird
That's a slow day for me.
Smell thing where if he didn't, his balls would shrink or something would go wrong with
You'd
him.
Think like his balls would grow bigger. Like he's.
I can't remember exactly.
Needs that release
and,
to keep his balls in check.
It was actually a fake plot derived for his aunt because his aunt had a.
Okay, I don't know what he's talking about. I gotta move on.
Timothy James Henson, what's going on? Lifetime ever Jim from Boston.
Now, Jim, I will hear from.
Say happy 6th anniversary. Fucking A, that shit rocks. You
that
rock.
Crazy.
That's awesome. 6 years, man. You are
it.
Established. You rock. That's very cool. And I'm
I am
sitting
established.
Here,
no one knows my name yet, though.
I've always known
Fame still eludes me.
I'm a freak, but sitting here watching like the actual crane come and remove stuff from my neighbor's apartment because she's a very big fatty, and and they're actually removing shit from her apartment via the window. So I know I'm a freak for a while.
Well, good for you.
Anyway,
very good. Thank you for the call. Finally today.
It's him. It's Edge. Remember Spider.
What?
One of the things
he's
really
calling in from different phone lines. It's the same phone line.
Irritate me in life.
Okay, I can't do this. Spider, take a fucking week off. I can't. I don't want to hear your voice anymore. I'm sorry. I love you, and I thank you for the blood play video, but every fucking day, multiple times, it's too much. I get sick of hearing my own voice, and you're driving me crazy with yours. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it? Oh, God. This is over the... I can't... Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe via iTunes and leave us a comment or review. It's very important. I will be back tomorrow with a big Thursday program. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
The vagina is full of AIDS.